Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Waiver transactions, players being released, a lot happening in the National Football League. We'll take our visit around the NFL right now in this very segment, Tolos. If you have a team, let us know who it is that you pull for in the NFL to see if there's anything that's happened in the past couple of days. It's been a busy day and week in the National Football League. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He is Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. So good to be with you on this Wednesday hump day edition of the show. Also continue to get your upset picks in. We have our high school coach's spotlight coming up at 6:05 with Jake Morris, the head football coach of the Dorman Cavaliers. It's our first high school coach's spotlight of the season. But Diesel, NFL news, I think, you know, looking back on the week, we've seen everything from Spencer Rattler being named the starter for the New Orleans Saints. We've seen Rocket Sanders cut from the LA Chargers. Obviously, that isn't good news for Gamecock fans. We'll see if he gets picked up, you know, later this week or early next week. But, you know, locally, the Carolina Panthers, boy, have they had a busy and really interesting week. Yesterday, we saw the news that they decided to cut Hunter Renfrow, the former Clemson Tiger. And then today, this morning, they trade Adam Thielen away, which could be Adam Thielen's final hurrah, right? One last season, Minnesota, where he started his career, right? He was there for 10 seasons or so. But Diesel, now Carolina's in a tough spot. Six receivers on this roster. I feel for Bryce Young because I feel like he needed a slot guy, a go-to slot guy.
Yeah, you take away his most trustworthy receiver. That's tough. By the way, Carolina Panthers tweeted 34 minutes ago, four takeaways from Dave Canales, Hunter Renfrow still in talks.
Yes.
So, yes, what you put out there earlier in the show is now official. It's out there from the Carolina Panthers that they are in talks with Hunter Renfrow to add to the roster.
And again, just to catch you up on that, if you don't know what we're talking about, I talked about this in the very first segment. I was told earlier today by a close source, a good source that's very close to the situation, and I mean like really, really, really close, that Hunter Renfrow and the Panthers were back in talks, and the way it was worded to me was that the ball is in his court. So he was cut yesterday. I was told, again, this is just what I was told by a source, that the Panthers have actually increased their offer of what they were originally going to pay him. I'm not going to disclose the certain amount there that was offered, but it was significantly more. And Hunter Renfrow, Diesel, we talked about it in the very first segment. You would imagine that this guy has put in a lot of work this year, wants to get back on the football field, and if so, I think there is going to be an opportunity for him to do so in Charlotte.
Is it seven figures?
Yeah.
Is it first digit two?
No.
First digit three?
In terms of the seven figures?
Yeah.
It was not that, but it was it was a – again, I don't know how – if you have millions already, I don't know how, like, people with millions of dollars operate in their mind, like, what's 10 compared to 11 million?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
I think for a lot of these players, once you're already at that level of rich, it's not like, hey, I've got a big house with a Ferrari and a Humvee sitting out front, and I'd really like to go get an RV, so I need to make that extra $1 million. I think sure. To them, a lot of them, it's number one, it's just the agents, right? Just, that's their job, is to get as much money out of the teams for their clients as they possibly can. But at the same time, it's a show of respect. It's a sign of respect for who you are, for what you've accomplished, and what they think you can still do. And so that's why, unfortunately, you get guys who are making, you know, $30 million a year holding out for $35 million a year. It's not about the $5 million. It's about the respect being shown for the increase of $5 million.
So here's what Dave Canales said today, Diesel, about Hunter Renfro. This was just a couple hours ago. Dave Canales said he, talking about Hunter Renfro, he's talking to his family, he's talking to his agent. We're just going to keep taking it kind of one day at a time and see where he's at. I just felt like towards the end, the last stretch of what I saw, I want to be able to count on Hunter to be as good as he was the whole time. And I just saw some peaks, and then I saw some dips also in terms of his performance. And I just felt like, in fairness to the whole group and fairness to the team, I wanted to make sure he knew I wanted to be a part of your future. I don't think right now is the time initially for this team. And so he just kind of said, you know, I have to think about what I want to do. And so we're in communication right now. We're going to take it day by day and see where we're at. Going back to what I said, Diesel, Hunter Renfro, from what I was told this morning, that's what he's going to be doing. He's going to be talking to his family. Again, I did reach out to him. I hadn't heard yay or nay, and I probably won't, but I did want to see if he could at least point me in the right direction in terms of what he was thinking there, Diesel. I will say he's in other business ventures, like we talked about, you know, locally. He loves the area. He loves the upstate. He has a lot of close people, and especially at Clemson. And I know that Jeff Scott, former Clemson offensive coordinator, and him have had some ventures together business-wise. So Regardless, I think Hunter's going to be okay, and he's going to choose what makes him most happy and what his family wants him to do. But it's just going to be interesting to see if he wants to, after what Dave Canales called some ups and downs in training camp, if Hunter wants to put that commitment out there for the entire season, if he can feel like practice. I mean, it might be on the practice squad, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're in that position, if you're Dave Canales, if you're the GM, are you starting to think, I don't even know if we want to sign this guy? I mean, you know, there's a couple of guys out there who are now available, Cole. A guy like Michael Gallup, he's a really good player.
Former Cowboy.
He could be picked up. He was cut by the Commanders. Malachi Corley, he was cut by the Jets. They call him the Yak King for a reason. I think there might be an opportunity to hire a guy like that, put him on your roster. I mean, we did see a lot of players kind of re-sign with teams that they've been with before. I don't know that the pickings are super great out there. But, there's even Xavier Restrepo. He's a guy that the Titans waived, that the Carolina Panthers could pick up should Hunter Renfro not want that job. And how much of it is you looking for a guy that matches Adam Thielen's skill set?
Yeah.
Like, you're looking for a slot receiver. You're not looking for a guy that can be a burner down the field.
All right, Dewey, we've got like 30 seconds. You're late to the party, but we'll let you on real quick. You ready to make your upset pick?
Yes. I've been thinking about this long and hard. And I think I've been thinking about this. And I think it's going to be Colorado over Georgia Tech.
Wow.
I think it's 4.5 or something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Deion Sanders.
Okay. Colorado for 4.5 against Georgia Tech.
Can we get a, Dewey, real quick, can we get a Deion Sanders all in one?
Oh!
Wow, that wasn't what I meant, but that was epic.
Dear God. Sounds like that sound like when you take a balloon that's full of helium and you sort of stretch the end out of it.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like. So there you go. By the way, Dewey put us at 51 picks. Our goal is 150 for this week.
We can do it.
We certainly love to get up to around 75, 80 just today. Tolos, get your picks in if you haven't yet. Keep them coming our way, Cole.
And like James on the YouTube stream, for those of you late hopping on the stream right now, we'll keep it rolling in hour number four. Get your upset picks to the Hub City Spartanburgers text line right now.
Do it. When we come back, let's talk high school football with Jake Morris, the head coach of the Dorman Cavaliers, next.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.